Welcome to the Wasatch County Fire District Board Meeting for October. We'll start out with the approval of the minutes for September 11th.
Motion approved.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilman Good.
Crittenden.
And second by Councilman Peterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Warrants in the amount of $176,858.22. There is an additional page that was just handed out.
Get an addition.
Ernie, what did we put a new engine in?
No, I was going to be in the report.
Okay.
J1 was on a call in the oil pump.
Okay.
I know you thought it showed up at the heat anyway. That's what this would be if you actually see it on your warrants.
The 13,000.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, 13,136. That's just for the one.
Entertain a motion to approve the warrants.
What's the total on that, Steve?
$176,858.22.
So made.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilman Good, second by Councilman Peterson. All in favor?
Aye.
We'll go to the chief's report.
Just a little addition information on that truck. What I'd like to do, going to be a little bit left over on our truck purchase from that pumper. And what I'd like to do is going to pull the box off of the back end of that and just get a cabin chassis. Trade that truck in.
The JE1?
The JE1.
And that's the one you
just... It's just we have repairs, and this is just for me.
So you just put a box on a new cabin chassis?
Yeah. We'll keep the box and the pump and everything, the tank, it's on the back. We've done that. I think this will be the third truck we've done to put that back in. It's all in the box. So
is this one of the fast attack trucks? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a longer frame truck than the last jail. It's just nickels and dimes since the day we owned it. It has like 20,000 miles on it. So
it's crazy. What year is it?
It's 11.
So if we utilize the state contract, get a pretty good deal on those things, can't we? On
I think the last one we bought was like 30. I want to think 32. So I'm thinking 35. Hopefully we get what we've got into this thing out of it, 15. So hopefully somewhere about.
Is it a ton or a half? Ton and a half?
Like a 550 or something?
And along those lines, I've been looking at, we've ordered a truck, if you remember this summer, you give me approval if it was in the budget. Well, now we're 14 months out on a bill. So if I order it today, I'm not going to get it till January of 2020. So what I'd like to do, by then we'll have the 19 money in, but we'll be buying it in 2020, just to get that thing ordered, because we're a 14 month out. I've got a bid of $433,670.
And that's a
what? That's
not another pumper. It's a, yeah. It is another pumper.
It is, yeah. It's more of a type, brush type versus... You know,
but you can use it for whatever you need.
Well, it's all-wheel drive. It suits our needs.
Is it that there's not enough companies making them, or there's that much demand?
I think demand, a little bit of both, yeah. I think it's...
That they're that far out?
So is it a LaFrance or Seagray? What kind do they do?
I call them Rutabagers, but that's not...
Rosenbauer?
I just call them Rutabagers.
Well, it's kind of like stupid.
Yeah. So, we'll have it planned in the budget. I just wanted to give you a heads up that that's kind of where I'm going to sign a contract that won't be delivered until 2020.
You have to pay me at front of it.
No. Actually, I think it's 6 or 8 months into this. If I pay a premium, well, I save about $4,800 bucks. That's probably what I want to do. So, but just give you a little heads up on that. And then other than that, we're just looking through our third quarters to get our budget working on for 19, so unless you have questions.
Any question for the chief?
Are you gonna?
ESCI is coming next month.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that. Yes, maybe we'll talk about the lawsuit while I'm here.
That's my question, but I didn't know if that was proposed.
The ESCI report, the advisory board, is going to meet, I think it's the 22nd.
Yes.
It's on a Monday. And everybody's bringing their comments. And then they're coming on the 13th. I think it's the 13th. It's a Tuesday, a normal fire meeting that the advisory board and council will be here.
Yeah, that'd be the 13th.
That's when ESCI is coming to present and answer any questions.
They're flying down. We got to pay them, but it was going to be part of the contract, so to speak. So I was just going to do this guy, and then the main guy that's had it's got pneumonia and he can't fly. He's been in ICU, so the guy, the second in command, has got him down.
He should be cheaper.
Pardon?
He
yeah,
should be cheaper.
Yeah,
all right.
Sounds good.
I only wish.
He would probably tell you the guys below doing the work are worth more.
Well, yeah, well, they probably are, but they don't get more.
Oh, sorry.
No, while we're at it, just to talk about it, I think all of you got an email from Kristen about the lawsuit. I got a call. The judge says she would have a determination by the 1st of October, and that morning it was about 9:30, 10, they called me, Mark Gaylord and Melanie, and on all four accounts, we won and actually had some great cases on it that service districts are going to be able to use. I mean, as far as setting up the boundaries, because that was something that we were being sued over, how we set them up. And he just says it was, you know, great. I think they got until the 15th to appeal it, but he don't see what there's a chance of it. Just looking at the recommendation of the judge, so that's been a tough one. I mean, that's a win all or lose all deal. So I mean, that's been awesome to get done. So now we're finally through both of them. So.
We took a lot of grief making the decision to go and stand up to that one
tough,
too.
Yeah.
So that's good news. Yeah. That's awesome news.
It was, I mean, it's millions of dollars to find a way to work. So with that, unless you have something else for me.
Thanks, Chief. Troy, Fire Warden?
I don't have anything this month unless you guys have questions.
Fire danger don't look too good, did it?
It's looking
lots better.
A lot better.
Yeah. Do we have any flooding out on the Dollar Ridge Fire with or
I do
flood
think
flows?
They,
or?
I do think they had a little bit. I never did hear on Elk Stream or, you know, what was affected, but I did hear that we did have some debris flows on. The burn scar there.
Just go ahead.
Yeah, we are. Oh, I guess one thing is we are out of fire restrictions now.
As we've got all four on all.
Last night at midnight.
So they're advertising the other two are 100% contained too. I thought yesterday.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Just
keep
putting
the garbage in your backyard.
Jason provokes.
Weeds and ditch. Okay, I don't see the fire marshal here, so.
He told me to excuse.
Okay. Anything else we need to discuss tonight?
I was just gonna say, you was asking about the demand or why the fire engine got me so far behind when we went. Before we got the ladder, there was like, I'll bet you 10 or 15 of them on the line going to China at that time. And then this last one, I'll bet you there was another 8 or 10.
So you went to China?
He shipped out.
So there's not enough companies making them, and there's a big demand.
I don't know about that, but it looks like they ship them everywhere.
That's the only thing we ship to China.
Maybe our president's new rules have got us making them here, and they're going across the ocean the other way now.
I just thought that was interesting. I mean, that's one thing.
Well, that was before he put on the tariff, so maybe they're not. If there's nothing else, we'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So made. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
You guys know what? What was the ambulance doing down by the schools this morning?
It was walk school day.